Bonjour, c'est Elizabeth Shepherd. Vous êtes à l'écoute de CKVS 93,7 La Voix.
You're listening to CKVS 93.7 The Voice, community radio for the Shuswap, by the Shuswap, and about the Shuswap. Produced by volunteers from the Shuswap. Help us keep the music playing. A $100 donation can help pay for our rent, sponsor a program for a month, or buy an hour of airtime. You be the DJ and dedicate your playlist to your spouse, your mom, or your work crew. It's all up to you. To find out more, go to voiceofthesheshwap.ca and check out our broadcast schedule. Become a member and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're listening to the music of our guest, Elizabeth Shepherd. She was recently at Nexus on First with her band to help promote Montréal, a highly personal album about the city she lives in. Before the break, you heard Reine du Monde, or Queen of the World, a song about a noteworthy church in her community. Up next, Shepherd and her bandmates play us Suits and Ties, a song about Montreal's Stonewall moment. First, though, I ask Elizabeth about her upbringing in a religiously egalitarian environment. You mentioned that your parents were both ministers.
Yeah.
So what was that like growing up?
They were both Salvation Army ministers, so we were at church maybe 4 times a week, and twice on Sundays. So it was a huge part of my reality. I had to take a bit of distance from that and just sort of find my own path, spiritually. But it was great. I mean, there was so much music and very sophisticated music. I learned a brass instrument early on. I accompanied the choir, I sang, and music was really an expression of this sort of communion with the divine,
right.
Just, it was something more than just entertainment, and there's nothing wrong with that, entertainment. But for me, it was always this way of sort of searching within and trying to connect with other people, with ourselves, with, the divine, And also, my background in the Salvation Army meant that we were really taught to be aware of the other and people who were in need, and that
right.
not to take for granted. It's an interesting structure. It's kind of like a communist structure where everyone is paid the same, which is just a nominal fee, and the Salvation Army provides a house of the same value with the same amount of stuff in it for everyone.
Right.
So we would move and we would pack up our clothes and books and show up at a house that was fully furnished, and was the same size and sort of roughly the same value as everyone else's who was in the Salvation Army, and drove all the same car. There was no, you've been at it longer, so you deserve this nice car. And it's a fascinating model. So, in retrospect now, I see that it really shaped who I've become. My relationship.
Quite an egalitarian.
It is.
Yeah.
And they don't really. They're not attached to stuff. Like, you don't have stuff that you carry around. It's just.
No, you show
the
up
basics.
And there's stuff for you, but you don't.
There's stuff
okay,
for you.
Yeah. No,
that's
fascinating.
You're a great audience. This is really nice, and it sounds beautiful in here. And there's a grand piano. What more could a gal want? We're gonna do one more song and then take a little break. In my interviews, which sounds very formal, and I'm not by any stretch a historian, so in my discussions and chats with people is more appropriate, I was curious about this building called the Dominion Square Tavern. It's one of my favorite pubs, and it turns out it was a gay club back in the day. And I wanted to know more about that building and sort of the scene that was going on back, in the 70s. And one person led me to another, who led me to another, who eventually led me to the fellow, Stephen Wells, who ran a gay club called Le Mystique for 25 years. And that was on Stanley Street. And he said it was not uncommon back in the day to, for the police to raid the pubs and bars and kick everyone out. And he said you always had to have $10 in your back pocket because, and I said, well, why? He said, because on the way out, you'd have to pay the police, otherwise they'd beat you. It's like, I see. So that was how it went down. And he said that in 1977, Montreal had its own Stonewall moment where the police came into Le Mystique with machine guns and arrested 140 men for being gay, essentially, and threw them in jail. And word got around, and people mobilized, and within hours, there were protests at the corner of Stanley and St. Catherine Street. And people lay down, there was 1,000+ people, and they said, that's enough. Like, this can't keep happening. And so René Lévesque, the premier at the time, decreed, sounds like Caesar or something, but he decreed that it would no longer be legal, or it would be illegal to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. And so Canada was the second country to Denmark in the world to pass that kind of law. So I feel like that merits some props and a big old plaque at the corner of Stanley and St. Catherine. There's no plaque, but this is my little sharing of that with you. This is called Suits and Ties.
When he said, you always got to make sure you have $5 in your pocket or $10 in your pocket when you leave. I said, why? They said, because the police will be out in the back in the alley waiting for the payment. He said, you pay them when they need you.
Thank you.
sometimes for propriety. Sometimes for the moralities. Sometimes make them into a man. Sometimes some things can be Nelson on the drums, Michael Occupinti, Jacques Cuba-Séguin, I'm Elizabeth Shepherd.